Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Why don't you just welcome your neighbor? Tell them this is the day that the Lord has made. Tell them to smile. Jesus loves them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We give praise and worship to God. He is worthy. He is worthy. Why don't you just rise up in the presence of the Lord? Yeah, we are not done worshiping God. He is worthy of all adoration. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified. He is mighty. How many of you are glad that he has carried you through? It's already halfway through the month of January. We have already started off in 2016. Yeah, thank God for what our sister Purity has said. She is grateful, and we are all grateful to have for God having brought us in. We just want to thank him and lift up our hands because we are expectant. We know that our expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. The Lord is mighty, he is faithful, and we declare the word of the Lord that says, not unto us, O God, but unto you be all the praise, unto you be all the glory, and unto you be all the honor, because of your faithfulness and of your goodness. Why don't you just lift up one more time our voices in the presence of the Lord and just thank him for his goodness, and thank him for his kindness, and thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him because of carrying you through. Thank him because of upholding you. Thank him because of shielding you, for bringing you even this far. He's at this work. He's able to see it and to completion. We magnify your mighty name, O God. We give you the praise of our Father. We give you all adoration, O God. We declare that you are good and your faithfulness endures forever. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. We exalt your mighty name, O God. We adore you, Abba Father. Have your way in this service, O God. Take preeminence in our lives, Abba Father. Lord, we surrender unto you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Come and touch us, O God. Come and renew us, Abba Father. Come and speak to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that without you we are nothing, O God. And without you we can do nothing, Abba Father. So we submit to you, Holy Spirit of the living God. I submit to you, precious Spirit of the living God. Speak through me, Abba Father. We bless you and we honor you. Open our ears, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name do we pray and believe. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just take a seat in the presence of the Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this time that the Lord has given us. I thank God for this opportunity that our pastor has given me to minister. I don't take it for granted. And I just want us to go real quick to the book of Philippians chapter 7. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what the Lord has for us. I was telling my husband, he was asking me, what are you ministering today? I told him, the Lord changed my message. This is the third message that I'm ministering right now. So I said, oh Lord. Yeah, but the Lord is going to minister to us. Yeah, so it's very interesting. I had a message yesterday. Last night I had one. This morning I have another one. So praise the Lord, but I know the Lord is going to minister to us. He will do what he wants to do. So Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 14, it says, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his faith, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing that I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. And even as I was reading, the Bible this morning, the Lord was reminding me, it is time to go back to the basics. It is time to go back to him. When we started off in 2016, every one of us put something down before the Lord, and we had all these goals. We had all these things that we laid out before the Lord. And maybe we sat in ourselves. Some of us decided, okay, in 2016, I'm going to lose weight. In 2016, I'm going to have this business. In 2016, I'm going to go back to school in 2016. This is what I want to do. But you know, the Lord is asking us, even in this year of 2016, because of what He wants to do in this year, because there are so many things that He has lined up for this year. There are many great things that are going to happen in this year. You can feel it in the atmosphere. There are many, you know, the Lord wants to do, to perform things in our lives. But the Lord wants us to line up with Him. He wants us to go back to Him. He wants us to make Him a priority in our lives. You know, above all the things that we may be having in our lives, above all the goals that we may be having in our lives, the Lord wants us to set Him as first priority. And as we set Him as first priority in our lives, you know, we shall see Him working in our lives. He's going to restore us. He's going to renew us. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to make, you know, way for us. You know, the Bible says that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, then He's going to give us the desires of our hearts. Delighting yourself in the Lord, He will give you every desire of your hearts once you make Him top over everything. And that is why Paul started off. And before he got to the point in verse 7, before he started speaking of that, he started telling about his successes. He started about, you know, if there's anything, he can boast about anything. He started talking about he has confidence in the flesh, circumcised on the eighth day, you know, the people of Israel. You know, he was a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, and even having the zeal of persecuting the church. There are so many things that Paul had, you know, concerning him, all these successes that were in front of him. But one thing that he said, you know, he came when he stood and he started talking to Timothy, because I believe he was speaking to the church in the Philippians. He was speaking to the people and he said, "For whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ Jesus." Everything that looked like a success at that time, now he considered as a loss for the sake of knowing Christ, who had delivered him, who had drawn him to himself, Christ Jesus, who had bought him with a price. And the Bible says that what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. And for the Bible says that Christ Jesus my Lord, and for whose sake I have lost everything. And he says that I consider everything as garbage, that I may gain Christ, that I may gain Christ. That should be our goal in 2016. That should be the cry of our heart in 2016. Oh, that I may gain Christ. Oh, that I may know Christ. Oh, that I may walk with Him. Oh, that He may lead me. Oh, that He may direct me. Oh, that He may instruct me. I desire to know Him. I desire to walk in His ways. I desire to be taught of Him. I desire to be led of Him. That is what the Lord wants our cry to be in 2016. And you know, there are so many things that are going to happen in this year. And we know that they've already started behaving. Started happening. There are so many things that are going to happen in the world, but those that know Christ, you know, shall be hidden in Him. And if you're going to be hidden in Christ, then we better know Him. If you're going to be hidden in Christ, and if you're going to stand even in these times, and in the times that are so shaky, then we better ground ourselves in the Lord, ground ourselves in His Word, ground ourselves in prayer, ground ourselves in the things of God. Let us desire to know this God. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, you know, and Paul said that not that I have already obtained all this, but I press on. I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And he said that I have not yet gotten hold of this, but one thing that I do, forgetting is behind and straining on towards what is ahead. You know, when you're driving a car, there is no way, you know, I've never seen a person who is driving the car and they're looking back, you know, at the rear view mirror. You know, they're just looking behind, you know, instead of looking in front. Because when we look behind, then definitely we shall cause an accident, or we shall deviate and get out of our way. And that is why Paul said that I look, you know, that I forget those things that are behind. There are so many things that could have happened in 2016. There are so many things that could have derailed you. Maybe there are discouragements that came on your way and they derailed you from the walk of faith. But Paul is telling us today, do not look back at those things, forgetting what is behind and straining on. It is a strain. You have to strain on, because the Bible says that the kingdom of God, it suffers violence, and the violence must take it by force. And the Bible says that we must work out our salvation in what? What does it say? Work out your salvation in fear and trembling. That is what we need to do. So the Bible says if we can continue. You know, the Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Praise the name of the Lord. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, it says, "For this reason, since the day that we heard about you, We have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit of God gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people. This is the desire of our hearts this morning, and it should be a prayer of each one of us, that we pray this morning that we continually ask God to fill us with the knowledge of His will. Fill us with the knowledge of His will. Why? Through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit of God gives, so that we may live a life that is worthy of the Lord and please Him in every good work, bearing fruit in every good, pleasing Him in every way, and bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. That should be the desire of our heart in 2016. God wants us to be grounded. God wants us to be so grounded in Him, so that we shall not be shaken by what is going on around us, so that we may not be shaken by the circumstances and the situations that are around us. God wants us to go back to Him and take hold of Him, as we did in the very beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. And I shall continue, and we shall go to the book of Colossians real quick. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you are taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." So the Lord just doesn't want us to get to a point where the only thing that we did is accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. You know, many times we accept Jesus Christ as Lord, and that is all about our salvation. We don't go in front, we don't go ahead, we don't grow in Him, we don't, we just stay complacent. But the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, "Just as we receive Christ Jesus our Lord, let us live our lives in Him." Continue to live your lives in Him. We have to continue. We have to continue. We have to be rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as we were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. That is the desire of the Lord this morning, that we may grow in Him, that we may know Him better. You know, even Moses got to a point and he said, "God, I've seen you walk with me. God, I've seen you do miracles for me. God, I've seen you take us from point A to point B. God, I've seen you lead these people. I've seen wonders. I've seen miracles. But God, one thing I ask of you is that I want to know you. I want to walk with you. I want to know you better, so that I continue finding favor with you." That should be the cry of our heart in this year of 2016. God, I want to know you. I knew the successes of 2016. I saw you perform miracles. I saw you delivering me. I saw you upholding me. I saw you fight my battles. But this year of 2016, I want to get hold of you. I want to walk with you. I want to run with you. I want to know the things of God. I want to be grounded so deep in you that I shall not be shaken. I want to know you, because that is what you have called me. And even as you have called me to do, and even as we know God, He's going to reveal Himself to us. The Bible says, "Call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know." So the Lord is waiting for us to call Him. Many times we sit down and say, "Well, I'm waiting upon God. I'm waiting for Him to reveal Himself to me." But the Bible says in the book of James, that, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So He's waiting for us to draw near to Him, so that He can reveal Himself to us. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want us to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 to 7. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 4 to 7, that no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes in an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. So there are rules that have been set. No one serving as a soldier, anyone who has been enrolled as a soldier, knows that a soldier obeys everything. Anyone who does not obey as a soldier is either thrown off, or I don't know what else happens to them. But the thing is that as long as you're a soldier, one thing that is in your mind is that you want to please the one who enrolled you. You want to please the commanding officer. You know, they're trained. The officers, you know, that the soldiers are so much trained that when they hear, you know, when they hear that the commanding officer says something, immediately they stand into alert. When they're told to shoot, they shoot. You know, there is no complaining. There is no, you know, saying, you know why? You know, I've never had an issue in Iraq where it is said that there was a soldier who went there. He was told to shoot. He was told to line up. And he decided that he was not going to do that. Because he knows that if he decides he's not going to follow the rules, then definitely he's going to die in battle. But he knows there are rules to be followed. In the same way, in our love, in our walk with God, there are rules that have been set. There are rules that the Lord has set. The commands that the Lord has set. And we have to walk diligently in them. Our commanding officer is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he wants us to please him. Our goal should be to please him. Our goal should be to walk with him. And the Bible says that similarly, anyone who competes in as an athlete does not receive a victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. We have never seen in a marathon, you know, an athlete deciding that he's going to take a shortcut or he's not going to follow the rules. If he does not follow the rules, then he's going to be thrown off out of the race. And it's not going to receive the victor's crown. So let us walk with God. Let us desire to walk with him. And the Bible says that a hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. You know, and the Bible says that we reflect on these things. So what do we need to do even as regards these things? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with perseverance the race that has been marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you do not grow weary and lose heart. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that he wants us to, we need to throw off everything that hinders. What are those things that hinder you? What are those things that hold you back? What are those things that held you back in 2015? Those things that derailed you. Those things that were set back to you. Those things that hindered you from growing. The Bible says that we need to throw them off. You know, throw them off. You know, sometimes we give the Lord the duty of throwing them off for us. You know, it's like, Lord, get this thing off me. But the Bible says just throw them off. You have to decide, I'm going to throw them off. Is this thing the thing that I've been doing? Is it something that has become, you know, a stronghold? God has given you the power. God has given you the ability. Throw it off. Throw it off. Get it out of your life and decide that you're going to go. You know, you're going to walk with God. You're going to run with God. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said that a race has been designated for us. A race has been marked out for us. Each one of us, when we came into believing Jesus Christ, we entered a race and we are all running in that race. And the Bible says the race is not for the strong. The race is not for those who have, you know, who have everything with them. But the Bible says, but the race is for those that shall endure to the very end. And that is why we see that in a marathon, and there are so many people, if you've watched a marathon, there are people who enter in and they run and they run. And sometimes we find that the one who is running ahead is maybe running so fast. And in the end of it, he gets so tired and they fall out. But there's one who people think that he's not going to get there. And they're running slowly, but they're getting there. They're running slowly, but they're getting there. And finally, they reach the goal and they enjoy, you know, and they also win, like the one who won that race. So the Bible says that we need to endure. We need to run the race that has been marked out for us. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. We can't run by looking at other situations. We can't run by looking at our circumstances. We can't run by looking at what is going on around us. But the Lord says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the pioneer. He is the perfecter of your faith. And for the joy that was set before him, he ran that race also. And the Bible says he ran that race. He went through so much. He was crucified. You know, he went through shame. But the Bible says that even when he was on the cross, scorning its shame, he knew what was, you know, he knew the victory that was laid up for him. He saw the many sons and the daughters, and he scorned that shame. And right now he sits at the right hand of the throne of God. And the Bible says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you do not grow weary and do not lose heart. Again, I say, do not grow weary, do not lose heart. Do not let your situations bring you down. Do not let your circumstances bring you down, so that you forget the faithfulness of God, and so that you forget that you are in this race. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9, 24. It says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Again, I say, run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. And when I say that, I know my husband was asking me this morning. I asked him a question and he said, why are you asking me that question? Because there are questions that I don't ask him all the time. So, yeah, so the question was, you know, when, anyway, so I was asking him a question about the Olympics. And you know, he was telling me that the Olympics, they come after how many years? Is it 4 years? It's 4 years. I just wanted to confirm. Okay, so yeah, they come after 4 years. But you know, I was watching a documentary about the runners, and a documentary about these guys who are in the Olympics. Let me tell you, when they, from the moment they year one starts, they are on training. They don't wait for year four. They are on training every year. And it's not just, you know, this slow training. It's mega training where they're exercising anything. It's vigorous training. They put themselves in a lot of pain. They put themselves in a lot of stress, a lot of strain on their muscles. And they don't quit. They're running in the night. They're running in the morning. They're like eating healthy. It is not a one-day thing. They don't wait until the last moment, but they keep on strengthening their muscles. They keep on exercising, and their goal is that race that is ahead of them. Their goal is that, you know, championship. Their goal is for that crown that they want to win. And it takes them, you know, 4 years, and you know, they land on the field or whatever game that they're playing. And sometimes when you're watching them, we say, hey, that one can really run. Hey, that one, I don't know what he's doing, but he's been doing exercise. You know, I don't know, maybe he exercised last night, but we do not know that they've been exercising for 4 years. So the Lord wants us to learn from these people. We cannot just sit down and wait for everything to go on, you know, as you know, to for you know, for everything to go on, you know, just like that, or on well. But we need to engage ourselves. The Lord wants us to engage ourselves. The Lord wants us to exercise our muscles. Where? How do we exercise our muscles? Read the Word of God. Pray. Desire to know God. You know, you have entered into a race. Exercise. You know, exercise your muscles. Look up unto the crown that the Lord has kept for you, and do not only exercise your own muscles. Also go out there, preach, tell other people about Jesus Christ. You know, go out there, do what you can. The Bible says that everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. It is strict training, even for us as believers. They do it, and the Bible says that they do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Our crown lasts forever. And the Bible says that they do not run like someone running aimlessly. Therefore, do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body, and I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified from the prize. This is Paul himself, the mighty man of God, who we know was preaching everywhere, who did signs and miracles from the Lord. But the Bible says, no, I strike a blow to my body, and I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself may not be disqualified for the prize. Praise the name of the Lord. He knew that he had a purpose. He knew that he had a calling. And he knew that he had been called heavenward. So he did not want to miss that prize. Therefore, we do not want to fight and run aimlessly. We don't want to run aimlessly at all. We don't want to do things haphazardly. We don't want to box, you know, the air, you know, become like a boxer who is beating the air. But we want to be strategic. We want to be strategic in our walk with God. We want to follow God. We want him to take on the rule of our lives. We want him to guide us and to lead us. And we want to be fully submitted to him, so that he can lead us, so that he can guide us, so that he can instruct us. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy, in Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, the Bible says that I have fought the good fight. I don't know if it's in the 2 Timothy. But it says that Timothy 4:7-8, that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me, which will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Praise the name of the Lord. This was Paul again. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He said these words when he was in his final days, when he was about to die. He looked back and he said, I have fought a good fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a race. And we need to, at the very end of the day, we want to be those that stand, even as Paul said, and stand and say that we have fought a good fight. We have finished the race. We have kept the faith. We have not diverted from the faith, but we have kept the faith. We have walked with God. We have seen him do great things in our lives. Let us be faithful to the very end. God is looking for faithfulness. God is looking for righteousness. The Bible says that now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Praise the name of the Lord. So we need to be diligent. We need to be diligent on this race. We need to be purposed on this race. We have to set our minds on this race, that we are going to go no matter what. We are going to go no matter what. We are going to fight this battle no matter what. We are going to run no matter the situations. We are going to look up unto Jesus no matter what. We shall not be diverted. We shall serve the Lord. And like what Purity said, this year she will serve the Lord like never before. Not only this year, but throughout our lives. Let us purpose to serve the Lord. Let us purpose to walk with him. And the Bible says, if we remain faithful to him, he will remain faithful to us. He is not, you know, God is, you know, he rewards those that seek his face. He knows those who walk with him. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9 to 20. The Bible says that we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner Jesus Christ has entered, you know, in on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. We are not fighting a hopeless fight. We are not in this race just for the sake of it. The Bible says we have a pioneer who has gone before us. He says we have this hope as an anchor for our souls. Our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have this hope as an anchor for our soul. The Bible says this hope is firm and this hope is secure. It is not shaken by situations. It is not shaken by circumstances. The Bible says that this hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says it enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner Jesus entered for us. We have one who has run this race. He has gone before us. He has conquered. And that is why the Bible says in the book of Romans that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, not through our own strength, but through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. And the Bible says that he that called us into fellowship with his son Jesus, he is faithful. He that brought us into, he that, you know, called us, he the Bible says that, you know, he that called us is faithful to keep that which you've entrusted unto him, and to present us holy and acceptable on that great day in the name of Jesus. And I want us to go to in the book of Hebrews. I've got so many scriptures, so just write them down. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 to 15, I want us to look at the men of faith. There are people who went before us. There are people who sacrificed so much. There are people who went through, you know, being tortured, being killed because of the gospel. There are many people who went through so many things, you know, through persecutions, but they held on to the very end. And these people are the faithful witnesses. These people are the faithful crowd that looks up into heaven and cheers us on and says, come on, you can do it. Come on, wake up, you can do it. Come on, there's a promise ahead of you. There is heaven for you. There is a crown for you. There is a crowd that is cheering us up in heaven, and it cannot wait to receive us. This is the crowd, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13, that all these people, these people who stood for the Lord, even in the book of faith, we have those, you know, we know about the book, the people who did exploits for the Lord. The Bible says that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from the distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that looking for a country of their own. If they had been looking, or if they had been thinking of the country they had left, have had the opportunity to return. These people had every opportunity to go back to their own lifestyle. These people had every opportunity to give up because they had not seen the promise. But the Bible says that all these people, if you read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 about the whole fame of faith, the hall of faith, these people, they walked with God. They lived faithfully. It says that they were still living by faith when they died. They were still holding on to the promise when they died. And the thing is that they did not receive the promise that we have received, the promise of Jesus Christ, because God had better promises for us and better promises for them. So the Bible says that they died without receiving the promise, but they held on. Why did they hold on? Because they saw. You know, the Bible says that they only saw them. They saw these promises and they welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and they were strangers on this earth. People who say such things know that they're looking for a country. Know that they're looking for a country of their own. We are not residents of this nation. We need to do what we need to do. We need to walk with God. We need to preach the gospel and we need to focus and refocus our minds on God, knowing that we have a higher calling. Praise the name of the Lord. And in Hebrews chapter 10, 35, verse 38, it says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Hebrews 10, 35, verse 38, it says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you'll receive what he has promised. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you'll receive what you have promised. God is calling us to persevere. God is calling us to hold on. It says in just a little while longer, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I will take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. Praise the name of the Lord. We have been called on a journey. We have been called to a walk of faith, and it is not a walk of faith of our own. We did not start this journey. We cannot complete it by our own. That's why we have to look at Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. That is where we have to get established. That is where we have to get grounded in him. That is where we have to desire the Lord in even more. That is where we have to delight in the Lord more. And I promise you, in the 2016, if we set the Lord ahead of everything that we do, if we make him the head of everything that we do, if we make him the center of everything that we do, if we make him the center of our families, if we make him the center of our lives, if we make him the center of our jobs, if we make him the center of everything that pertains us, we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We shall see him fight our battles. We shall see him carrying us through. We shall see him do things in our lives, even use us greatly. In 2016, watch what the Lord has for you. We delight in him. He's going to do great things for you. The Lord wants to use us. The Lord wants to use us as his instruments of honor, but we have to be submitted to him and we have to yield completely to him, and the Lord is going to do great things in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Why don't we rise up in the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Let's rise up in the presence of the Lord. I just want you to lift up your voice in the presence of the Lord. And I just want you to ask the Lord to take over all that concerns you. I want you to rededicate your life to the Lord this morning. That is what he desires. That is why we've set a month of prayer. Even 1 month, even in, you know, apart, again, among all the months in the year of 2016, so that we can seek him. I want us to tell the Lord, Lord, take priority in my life. Those things that have held me, Lord, I throw them out of my life. Those things, you know, that have set me back, and those that were set back in 2016, I release them. Everything that I'm not able to do, God, I want you to help me. I want to live for you. I desire you. I want to know you. I want to walk with you. Come on, lift up your voices in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We give you the praise of our Father. We give you the honor, O God. We magnify your mighty name, O God. Father. We honor your holy name, oh God. We desire you, Abba Father. We want to know you in this year of 2016. We want to walk with you, Abba Father. We want to be led of you, oh God. Father, take center stage of our lives, Abba Father. Father, teach us to walk with you. Father, teach us to delight in you. Father, teach us, my God of glory, your ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us make you our delight, oh God. Because if we delight in you, you shall give us the desires of our hearts. Father, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our ways, oh God. Have your way in our jobs. Have your way in our spiritual lives. Have your way in our families. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we exalt you, oh God. We adore you, Abba Father. We give you praise, oh God. We surrender our hearts to you, Father. We surrender our ways unto you, oh God. We surrender our lives unto you, Abba Father. Lord, we bless you, oh God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the worship, Abba Father. Teach us to walk with you, oh God. Teach us to delight with you, Abba Father. We want to say at the end of the day, like Paul, that Lord, we have fought the good fight. We have run the race. We have kept our faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, teach us, O God, and ground us firmly in you, Abba Father, to the praise and the honor of your name. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you.